This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
It is a wonderful football Wednesday. It is You Better You Bet. It is Nick Costos. It is Ken Barkley, and it's you here with us on the BetQL Network. Simulcast for the next 2 hours by our friends at Stadium, and what a badass 2 hours of wagertainment it will be. Coming your way. I feel like the 2 hours that we're about to give you are going to be really great. I don't know, though, if we can be completely honest. They'll be as good as the first hour of the show, which was something. Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run talking NBA. First time we've had him in but almost 3 months, right? So that was great to welcome Mike Gallagher back to the show. And Jay Billis from ESPN also joined us in hour number one, talking all things college basketball, getting ready for conference tournaments, the NCAA tournament, and even thoughts on some of tonight's big games, including the Tennessee-Auburn tilt. Love that word, the tilt, tonight tilt. In Knoxville. All sorts of good stuff from Jay Billis, Mike Gallagher. If you missed it and you want to check it out, just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast for hour number one of today's show. Pete Prisco from CBS Sports will join us live from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis next hour, giving us all the latest news and rumors, his thoughts on Kirk Cousins, where Kirk Cousins might sign, his thoughts on what the Chicago Bears are going to do, Caleb Williams, the wide receivers in the draft, all sorts of good stuff in the NFL coming up from our friend Pete Prisco. 8 buckets next hour, as Ken and I will guess win totals for teams in the AFC. And we will start with Gerard Mayo, Elliot Wolf, and the New England Patriots, the new look New England Patriots, holders of the third overall pick in the draft. So Patriots will start with 8 buckets, and at the end of the show, we'll give you all our bets for tonight. A loaded slate in college hoops, abbreviated slate in the National Hockey League, that's okay, and some games in the NBA as well. So bets coming up at the end of the show. But for now, Ken, let's keep talking about what we saw last night. We'll hit some stuff from college hoops this hour. We'll hit a couple topics from the National Hockey League this hour, but more on the NBA. And I feel like I don't even really want to belabor the point anymore, because at the end of the Mike Gallagher interview, we talked about sixth man of the year, and we didn't even mean to talk about it.
Yeah.
You asked an open-ended question about award
question.
Markets. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was just any award you want. Pick whatever you'd like. What's interesting to you? I mean, your heart skipped a beat on that answer, I'm sure.
So isn't it, would you say right now that sports betting, right? Not like sports content. Like you would never turn on a national radio show and they'd be talking about sixth man of the year in the NBA. But as far as betting is concerned, I know the NCAA tournament, that's not what I'm talking about. Not the NCAA tournament or who's going to win the Super Bowl, stuff like that. Is this the most interesting thing right now in all of sports betting? Who's going to win sixth man in the NBA?
I think it's the most interesting to us. I don't think it's the most interesting to most. I'd be curious on our network, how often this topic is covered versus other stuff. So I think we're insulated, we care about it a lot.
you might be right about that.
Well, I don't want to say six man's that this is the hottest thing in sports betting. It's honestly the hottest thing in sports betting is probably how many people are betting unders in the NBA tonight because they can't stop winning and because all these teams are still on bad schedule spots. So that's probably good too. But the show tends to take on the personality of the people who host it. And you really, really like watching a ton of games and talking about sports. I really like betting stuff that takes the entire season to grade out, which is who's going to win the title, who's going to win divisions, awards, things that take a little while to process. And of all those markets, this is the most interesting one, and it's not close. And it's not even that this one's interesting. It's that all the other ones are not very interesting. Like, Luka loses again last night. MVP is starting to narrow into a two-player race. It can still be other guys, but it's starting to narrow into a two-player race. Most of the other awards are one-player races. Rudy Gobert's probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year. I don't even know who's going to come in second. Like, you know, Coach of the Year is Mark Daigneault or the Celtics if they win 70 games. Like, it's, these are, we're starting to, like, just know what these things are. Victor Wembanyama is almost certainly going to win Rookie of the Year because every night he does stuff where you, like, rewind the video on your phone to see that he did the thing that you think he did. And just, like, I don't understand how he, like, dunked his, like, Michael Jordan and Space Jam type stuff at the end of the game with the arm extension. So, like, these things are set. And this is the only one I feel like we have that's not set. And not only is it not set, but I feel like the favorites are extremely vulnerable and moving in the wrong direction. And so that's what makes it the most interesting. So we can talk about like some of the things we saw last night. You can mention what Mike Gallagher said there in terms of you want to bet. You can give the odds in this market, which I think are interesting. But yeah, I think like an in-depth discussion, like if you like season-long bets or like handicapping something that like, you know, this type of market, then this is where it's at right now.
So let's talk about it. Sixth man of the year right now in the NBA, where it could be like a great opportunity to make some money here. So let's discuss. Malik Monk of Sacramento remains a minus choice to win the award. The Kings did not play last night. They are on the road tonight at the Denver Nuggets. I would like for Denver to win that game and Malik Monk to score 0 points because I don't have money on Malik Monk to win this award. He's minus 145. Norman Powell of the Clippers, they play the Lakers tonight. Powell at 5-1. And I will give four other names here and the odds for these four players. They all play last night, and I'll talk about how they played in the game. Tim Hardaway of Dallas is plus 550. He only scored 4 points in last night's game. Caris LeVert of the Cleveland Cavaliers is now 8-1, 11-4-6 for LeVert last night as the Cavs beat the Mavericks on the Max Strus buzzer beater from Akron. Naz Reid, the world is his for the Minnesota Timberwolves, 18-1, went for 22-6 last night. And my guy, Bobby Portis, 21-7 last night for the Milwaukee Bucks as they beat Charlotte by like 50. That was imagine betting like laying 14.5 like I did last night, and it's just never a sweat the entire game. It was really great. Portis, 21-7. His odds move from 125, now 100-1 at our show sponsor, the King of Sportsbooks, BetMGM. So I left some names out that are also kind of like Russell Westbrook's 30-1, for instance. I wanted to keep it to these, Ken. So let's discuss Sixth Man of the Year. Monk and Powell will both play tonight. You know my guy's Bobby Portis. What do we think of this market?
It's not even just that that Monk and Powell play. So, like, Monk plays at Denver. Powell plays the Lakers. LeVert's second night of a back-to-back at Chicago. Hardaway's second night of a back-to-back at the Raptors. Naz Reid's second night of a back-to-back home against Memphis. Everyone you're going to care about is playing tonight, basically, in this market, with almost no exception. Portis is the only one not playing of the compelling candidates. And I just want to – I don't want to – speak for Mike, but I will also note, yes, Mike said he liked Bobby Portis. Also, he started the answer by saying he loved Malik Monk to win the award and like thought his price should be bigger. So he basically was like, it's Malik Monk unless it's Portis, was his framing. And I agree with him just in that Malik Monk is the most likely player to win. But I think the question that you should be asking if it's minus 145 in a market with 25 games left is, okay, he can be the most likely, but how likely is he? Is he, do we think he's 80% to win an award? I think there are a lot of candidates in a lot of award markets who are 80, 90%. They got to hit the games minimum depending on the award. And then it's off and running and we just wait for the votes to come in some situations. It's like an injury conversation. Then there are some awards, I think like this one, where the most likely player to win might only have like a 30% chance of winning because like seven guys can win. And we don't know kind of what the probabilities are yet for sure, but we feel pretty confident it's open. And what I mean by that with Monk is I think he's the most likely player to win. But I mean, his the two criteria that define the award, team success, player success, his scoring off the bench is very, very, very marginally ahead of other players to the degree that if he just didn't play quite as well for about 10 games and somebody else averaged 18 for 20 games, I mean, these are easy to believe things happening, then his lead has evaporated, and it's happened very fast. And it's even if he's 0.3 points per game ahead of someone, that is not a guarantee that voters who tend to do some kind of wacky stuff with this award sometimes won't be like, well, Malik Monk's ahead by 0.3. Stamp, that's my vote. Like, no, it's going to mean that the conversation goes on for a long time and people might choose to go with somebody else. Team success, 7.5 point underdog tonight. They're at Minnesota in 2 days. It's very likely to be 0-2. Now, they can win tonight, and he could have 50. There's no certainty in any of this, but you just go by, like, what do we think is going to happen? And a good way to inform what we think is going to happen is to use the betting markets. And they're a really big underdog tonight. They're going to be a really big underdog in a couple days. So they're going to lose both those a lot. And when that happens, they'll average out to like a 45 win team. That's about the bare minimum for team success for a guy who's going to win this. For a guy who doesn't average a lot of points anyway versus past winners, he averages about 15 a game. His minutes are also getting eaten into by someone else on the rotation right now, Chris Duarte, who started playing more. These are all things that make you think, okay, he can win, and he's the most likely, but what percentages would you even put on that? I mean, I would say right now, I probably give him no more than maybe like a 40 or a 45% chance to win at best. And that's like a rosy outcome, I think, or a rosy probability for him. And I think there are a few other guys who can be taken really seriously if we just project out how the season's going to go.
By the way, whatever you say, Chris Duarte, did you watch the show Eastbound and Down on HBO?
I did.
Kenny Powers show?
I didn't. I don't. Yeah, I don't know where you're going here, but I'm sure this is good, whatever it is. Yeah.
So Will Ferrell plays a character on the show. I thought Ashley Schaefer. He looks like Ric Flair, like the way his hair is. He's obviously Will Ferrell's really funny, and he does like these ad lib bits that like break the cast all the time, and like there are some really funny like YouTube videos behind the scenes of everyone just like laughing hysterically. And he does this one like shtick, and he talks about this guy Bob Duato out of nowhere, and they do like. It makes absolutely no sense, but it's one of the most memorable moments from the show. And every time you say Chris Duarte, I think of Bob Duato from Eastbound and Down. For the people that watch that show, You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken here on a Wednesday, talking last night in the NBA. So I got Bobby Portis. I was pumped to see him with the 21-7 last night. But ahead of tonight's games, anything to do here, Ken, and Sixth Man of the Year? And if not, we can move on to some other topics.
I mean, look, you know, the way award markets work and the fact that they stay open in a bunch of places during the games, look, you can always try to what I call front run the stuff, which means you can try to get in bets when you know more than the book does. Like, oh, like, you know, a good example would be like an injury, right? A guy goes down hurt and you're like, well, I got to get in the bets before they close the market. People, I think, like to do that stuff all the time. You can do it with player performance. You know, as Hardaway is playing poorly and LeVert is playing well. I know a bunch of people bet LeVert. That was my answer yesterday for who the best bet was at price. And he was 16, 18 in some places, 14 in others. That's gone. And it's not probably not coming back, by the way, because I think he might be the answer to who is actually the second most likely player to win behind Hardaway and or behind Monk, rather. And I would also frame the market this way. You have a favorite who we've now gone over, like, is the most likely to win, but I would say the case is fragile or easily shaken by something that's going to happen. But it is the favorite right now, and that's okay. The second choice was Tim Hardaway, and I said yesterday I wouldn't be surprised if he was 20-1 in a week. He was 3-1. Okay, today he's 550. Where do you think that's going? They lost again last night. They have the same problem Sacramento has. He has an equal, like another problem, which is that he doesn't score very much anymore. Since Kyrie and Luka play together, he doesn't take as many shots, doesn't make as many shots. That's really problematic. Also, I'm not even sure he wants to win. I think he's like dying to start more. So I think this is all a big problem. So
which is
okay,
fair,
your second
right?
choice. Right, but your second choice is your second choice is on the fast train to 100-1, and someone's going to take that win probability. And right now, the answer has been Caris LeVert, and to a lesser extent, Naz Reid. Okay, so like, what again? That's your second choice. Your third choice is Norman Powell, and this is like again curious, just because I get the case, but like Westbrook's on the second unit. It's like the scoring is really all over the place and inconsistent, and. He started the other night because Paul George missed a game. And I would just remind people, like, this is what we fell for with Emmanuel Quickley last year, where he started starting games and had like 30, you know, one night, I think, against the Celtics. And voters actually held that against him when they voted. Voters were like, well, he did it when he started. So, like, not my sixth man. It's like, well, it's actually like Powell starting. Well, now I don't get to use that game of stats. Now it doesn't actually matter. Like, that's almost how you should treat these things. That's an exaggeration, but like, it doesn't actually help when you do that kind of stuff. So, like, to me, he's in a pool with all these other candidates, and you're just talking about, okay, if there are five players, let's say behind Hardaway, you have Norman Powell, you have Caris LeVert, you have Portis, and you have Naz Reid. And you have these four candidates behind Tim Hardaway right now and behind Malik Monk. Is any of them actually way more likely than the other one to win? way more likely. Not like small, like you can have an argument about it. Like Naz Reid will have the most team success. He scores the least. Portis will have the second most team success. He scores the second least. Then Powell and LeVert score more. Their teams are probably going to be slightly worse. They all kind of balance out in a really funny, weird way. And my answer with LeVert yesterday was like, I want the big price then. And now it's not big anymore. He got bet. Okay, who's my next guy going to be? It's going to be Portis. If they go on a huge run here, which it looks like this is going to be a thing. You know who they play next time in their next game? Charlotte again.
They play Charlotte again. Yeah.
Yeah. They play the Bulls after that. Like, this is just, okay, let's say they rip off 8, 9, 10 in a row. And Portis wasn't playing really well, and the bench being bad was the story of the first half of the season. Doc comes in. Let's say they turn things around. Like, who's going to get the credit for that? Doc will get, like, a little bit of it, but people don't like him very much. Giannis was already playing at an MVP level before. Lillard was already really good. Oh, well, like, Bobby Portis was the one guy who bought in. He was the veteran who, like, really... And now we've won 10 in a row. Like, at 20 a game. He's playing a lot. I know people don't like him now. I don't really care about now. 20 games from now, when they've won a billion games in a row, how are people going to feel about him? They're going to feel a lot better than 100-1 about him versus some of the other candidates. So I agree with you there.
Yeah, I'm about to have my first child, and I could use the money. Let's go.
Portis,
let's go
Cosmos.
Milwaukee. Right. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if he wins Sixth Man of the Year, I will not name my daughter Portis Costos, but it'll be up for consideration. Coming up next, we'll talk about the balance of power in the Eastern Conference. We'll talk Celtics. We'll talk Bucks. Are the Cleveland Cavaliers a legit threat to those two teams? We'll discuss on the other side.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.